Hello. Balloons don't fly. You know, about 10 minutes ago, I sent you a message saying that I would, I gave you my numbers, we can, talk in time. But then I'm like, no, I suddenly got like a burst of energy for motivating you. And so, Mr. Balloons Don't Fly, you have a very difficult situation at the moment. I mean, you're getting over your breakup. You have managed to put all of your emotions into this girl, and then for her to say and treat you the way she did is heartbreaking. And I can live vicariously through your life, and it's horrible. I couldn't imagine having someone I love dearly tell me something like, oh, I'm gonna go, sleep with my boyfriend. Have fun now. Have fun being yourself, being with yourself. Now, it doesn't matter if a relationship doesn't work out. You never, ever, ever, ever say something like that. And so this girl has a severe lack of respect for you. And you need to understand it. You need to basically understand how good and awesome of a human being you really are. Mr. Balloons don't fly. Now, I'm so sorry that your mother passed away when you were 8, and the lack of emotions you've been feeling thereafter. And so it's basically amplified by the breakup. Every sort of negative emotion that you've ever had is basically amplified. But I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. And so right now I'm basically lying down in my bed, looking at the ceiling and thinking of what to tell you next. And I think what you really just need is someone to tell you that everything is going to be alright. And here I am telling you everything is going to be alright. Now, why should you trust me? Now, I need you to ask yourself why I'm doing this to begin with. Why am I spending my time with you? Now, people often say that life events are priceless. You can't buy it with money. So why is it priceless? Because what's more important than money is time. Now, time is an incredibly valuable commodity, one that we don't necessarily appreciate too much in our society. And so I'm sitting here asking myself, or telling myself basically, like, this is the best way to invest my time, because my time spent on you is like a helpful reminder of how important it is to live your life and to forget about money and women and other such events. Basically, all I really want you to know is that I spend my time with you because I really do care about you. Now, when my time becomes more valuable, I'm not going to change my personality, because I basically have been able to emotionally withdraw myself from money. I don't care for it. I care for it enough that I live within my basic means, but then beyond that, though, my time means everything to me. And so what I want from you is to just take a deep breath. Take a big, deep breath through your nose and then out your mouth, right? Now try it a couple of times. It's really important that you do this, because the way you breathe affects the way you think. Now, if you take full on deep breath, you'll realize that your problems start like to categorize themselves as, instead of being like a cluster of problems. Now that you basically categorize your problems, there's one that kind of stands out at you the most, which I would believe would be the woman. And I want to talk about that. Like, for your message, her name is Sabrina. Now, let me tell you something. A woman with that little respect for you, doesn't matter if you're dating or not dating, should be on your never contact again list. She does not deserve the time that you have invested into her. She doesn't deserve your goodness, your happiness. She doesn't deserve you because of the way she treated you. Now, it seems as though this is the one and only girl that you can focus on, and I can understand that because you invested so emotionally into her. But I can promise you, the right woman will come into your life when you least suspect it. But here's the funny thing, though: the right woman will fall in love with you for the person that you've built, you know. And the person that you built, I'm gonna call you Balloons Don't Fly. That is your Reddit name. So you basically become a higher self when you hang out with your friends. Now, friends are not exclusive to a single gender, male or female. It doesn't necessarily matter. However, the most important thing you need to do is hang out with people who help you become more true to yourself. Being true and being honest is basically the most important thing you can do for yourself, because it is the foundation upon all of your relationships, all of the relationships that you have in your life. All basically come down to trust, you know? Like, I always tell people that a relationship is made up of two things. It's made up of love, and it's made up of trust. You cannot have one without the other. They both work together. Now, having both love and trust helps you create the foundation upon which you build your relationship. Now, how quickly you build your relationship is entirely up to you. However, if you do not have the foundation upon which a relationship is required for you for it to become successful, then it doesn't matter how fast you build your castle or whatever, how much you want to build up the relationship. If the foundation isn't there, that castle will fall. It might look pretty, it might look good to the outside world. Someone might walk by and say, "Oh wow, look at that really nice castle. Pretty awesome." But little do they know that very soon the foundation is going to crumble. It's going to crumble. You know, think of Arnold Schwarzenegger. He basically says, "Doubt," because that fucking castle is about to break. It's about to fall, and you know, if you're still inside, it's gonna hurt you, and not physical pain, but emotional pain. And I feel as though that's what you're suffering right now. Your castle has fallen, and you are inside of it, and now you're dealing with the emotional pain of your castle falling. Now, just because you have to start from the beginning creating a new foundation shouldn't deter you or demotivate you. It should rather motivate you, because you can become a better self. You can become the best, most amazing human being in the world, and it all starts with being true to yourself. And so I ask you, what do you really like? What do you really enjoy about your life? What are you passionate about? What can you do that doesn't require monetary compensation, like money, for example? Basically, you have to just keep asking yourself questions. Now, the fact that you right now are a little bit, you know, suicidal with like all the thoughts hurts me. It hurts me a lot, you know. It really does, because I understand how bad it can how bad it feels to have your heart completely open to somebody else, and them taking it and crushing it, literally taking it and stomping on it on the floor. It's not a good feeling, and I'm sorry that you have to that you have to deal with it. Now, please don't do anything. Please, I'm begging you to not hurt yourself, and to not, you know, do anything rash, and to take a deep breath, and to realize that there are people just like myself who want you to be happy, to want you to succeed, want you to have a fulfilling life, and want you to basically do whatever which makes you happy. Now, I do really care about you, and I don't know what it will take for you to believe in me, but recording this video hopefully proves to you that I enjoy this, and I enjoy sharing part of my heart with you, or not even part of it, but all of it. I'm right now giving all of myself to you. I'm not distracted by anything right now. I'm just looking at the ceiling and thinking about things to tell you. So what else do I want to tell you? Give me a second to think. gather my thoughts. My previous manager told me, and this is something that is really, really important, that it takes about, for every year you've dated someone, it takes about a month for you to get over that person. And what he's trying to say is that it's completely normal to have to deal with the negative feelings of a breakup. However, they are fleeting. It hurts less and less over time. Now, motivating yourself to be a better person is a very, very difficult thing, especially when you only have recurring negative thoughts. But the harder you try, the more you reap the benefits, right? Like, I have an example. If you know how people go to the gym, they work out, they get stronger, and you know, the more you work out, the stronger you become. Doesn't matter if your arms, your legs, physically you are more built, right? But it's hard to motivate yourself if you don't see results right away. Now, why is that? Why is it that we get so unmotivated right away? It's because the society that we live in is very instant gratification. I want things now. I want it now. I want my burger from McDonald's now. I want sex. I can go into the classified section of the Ottawa Sun or whatever and then, you know, basically find a girl and then sleep with her if I wanted to. You know, everything is instant gratification. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that it's going to happen in like a week or a month or a year. I want it right now. And if I don't get it now, I'm going to get frustrated. So it becomes really difficult if you live in this world, a society, where all of which is instant gratification all over the place. And then all of a sudden, we do something that isn't going to give us instant gratification. It's going to actually drain us of our energy. And we're going to ask ourselves, what's the point? You know, and then tomorrow comes and then you won't go to the gym and you'll say, what's the point? And then the next day we'll go and you'll say, what's the point? Those days turn into weeks. Those weeks turn into months. Those months turn into years. Boom, 10 years down the road. And you're just like, where did my life go? And it all started with today, right? Just remember that everything that you want in your life starts today. It doesn't start tomorrow because tomorrow is today. Don't think about the past and don't let it bring you down. Don't plan too much in the future because you begin to lessen your ability to live in the moment. Because living in the moment allows you to reap the benefits of working hard. Now, it's going to be really difficult for you to motivate yourself to become a higher sense of self. But let this video be a reminder for you for the rest of your life that you can get everything you want. You can work towards a better future. You can work towards a fulfilling career. You can work towards finding the right woman. But basically, another point I want to make about chicks and women in general is that like they don't necessarily, you don't have to chase them. They love you for your confidence and your ability to just be yourself. Being yourself is being true to yourself, right? And that's where, you know, truth kind of like comes in full circle. Being truthful is what allows you to have good friends, what allows you to have fulfilling relationships. And ultimately is what finds you the girl. It's strange, isn't it? Time is like the only thing that we're guaranteed in our life. Time and death. We're not really guaranteed much else than that. We're not really guaranteed money. We're not guaranteed a constant stream of friends. We're basically guaranteed time and death. Now, I don't want to scare you at all with that statement, so much as I want to motivate you to live your life according to what makes you the happiest. This video basically has no bias, it has no incentive, no extrinsic incentive. Basically, this is all intrinsic motivation. You know, this is something that I want to do, and I'm not getting paid for it, and I don't care. I don't care at all, actually. I work 8 hours a day doing accounting, and that is what pays the bills. But is that what makes me happy? Fuck no. That doesn't make me happy. That pay, like, my job pays the bills and that's it. Doesn't do anything more to me than that. What makes me really happy is spending time with my friends and spending time with you. You are someone who I consider an excellent friend. You have been able to genuinely open up your heart to me, and I am in turn doing the same thing you have done for me. I am really doing nothing special. You were able to tell me so much about your life, and I think the reason being is because I don't get to see your face. Well, ha ha, who gets to laugh last laugh? Think about it, you don't get to see my face either. There is no ego involved in this conversation, and so you were able to open up to me, I in turn am opening up to you. So think of it as karma. You know, you have taken it upon yourself for you to speak genuinely about your life, and I will do the same thing about my life to you. Now, I want you to think about this message for a little bit. I hope you've made it this far. And basically, I really, really, really want you to send me another reply anytime you want. You have my number. You have my Reddit account name. You will soon know my YouTube account name. You will have my email address. You will have all the contact information you ever want forever. You always, forever have a friend. And if you tell me for 1 second that you do not have a friend, I'm going to get pissed. Because here I am telling you 100% you have a friend for life. And this guy, and you must be like, nah, he's kidding. There's no way in hell that this guy is my friend for life. Well, guess what I just said? Liar. I am your friend for life. You have my contact information. You can talk to me anytime, whatever time. And later down the road, when I have a little bit more money, I can even probably come and see you at one point or another, and we can go out for coffee and have some good conversations. You know, like, those are the things that make me happy, that make me the happiest in my life, is basically talking to you, making you realize that you have potential, and trying to shift you away from negative emotions to positive emotions. I am nothing but just a human being, with no sort of bias at all, except for you to just, except for me to just make you happy. And so I end off this message with nothing but gratitude and being thankful for you allowing me to record this video for you. I end this message, you know, closing my eyes and basically, you know, begging you to not be, you know, negative anymore, and I want you to be positive for the rest of your life. And I want you to have fulfilling relationships, and I want you to have a fulfilling career. And so now that I'm opening my eyes again, I think back in the message, and I'm like, there's probably nothing I didn't want to, like, there's nothing, I can look back at this message and say, I am happy. You know, I'm happy I was able to spend the time. I couldn't have spent my time doing anything better. My time is spent the best, recording this video for you. And so, Mr. Balloons Don't Fly, you have yourself a good day, a good week, a good month, a good year. I want you to have the best life in the world. Don't you motherfucking forget it. Take care, my friend.